This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. We're already into another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. It is the 29th of October, 2003, on this live Wednesday edition. I have an Associated Press article here in front of me. Diebold warns on electronic voting papers. They're suing and threatening to sue dozens of websites that simply posted internal documents that Diebold was dumb enough to have on their website, where they admit that their touch screens have back doors into them, wireless internet connections, where they admit that the votes can be manipulated. And the other voting companies have been caught involved in other activities. The head of Diebold's a former CIA officer at the highest levels. He sent a letter to the Republicans saying, I'll deliver you the votes in 2000, I'll deliver you the votes in 2002, 2004. There's since been secret meetings that actually a plain dealer reporter was able to get into with the big voting company heads and industry and lobbyists, saying we've got to use our friends in the defense industry that own the media to get out ahead of this story. We can't let people know we're having this meeting. It could be called racketeering. Wow, my favorite word for what you guys do, the corporations controlling our government. And so now they're suing college students and universities and going after anyone that reports on the story, basically. So isn't that special? And that's just one company. Diebold was also caught in the 2002 election in California manipulating votes remotely. That's been in the California papers. But again, you'll never hear it on the nightly news. Bev Harris, who's really been at the forefront of the electronic voting scam the last few years. She's a corporate corruption investigator, worked on a lot of big cases. She got onto this about 4 or 5 years ago. She's got a new book out, Black Box Voting, and they went to the UN and had her website taken down. They had a takedown order on that. That was a few weeks ago. Bev Harris will be joining us in the next hour. So, a very big story. Tell your friends, tell your family. Tune in the next hour. You want to understand how we're losing our right to vote, how the military-industrial complex is behind it? We have the evidence, and believe me, they don't want you to know about it, so I hope you also record this show. In the meantime, I opened the Statesman up this morning. They had a Orlando Sentinel article going, well, yeah, she mumbles to her parents and smiles and follows a balloon with her eyes, but that's deceptive. Michael Schiavo's doctors say, and we agree, she's brain dead. She's in a coma. I guess like the other people they've killed in Florida who are saying, please, honey, can I have some water? And Wesley Smith has written a mainstream news article that's in a bunch of big papers today exposing the lies of Larry King and Michael Schiavo and the rest of them this week. And so now, folks, I mean, I guess you could be pole vaulting, running the 100-yard dash at record levels, doing complex calculus. They're going to say, the video is deceiving. She's really in a coma. Because if you can kill this woman who smiles at her mother, her eyes are open, who has total brain activity, if you can kill her when she hunches forward, you know, tries to get up, if you can kill her, you can kill anybody. And they are killing people who are in a lot better shape than Terry Schiavo. So it's just a disgusting article out of the Orlando Sentinel. I'm going to read part of it when we get back, and we'll get into, oh, folks, the antidepressants making the kids commit suicide. We knew that in 1982 when they approved it. Prozac, just all the news is totally insane. Gigantic show lined up for you. on this Wednesday edition. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And the new trailer for Matrix of Evil is on the website, so go watch it. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In surviving a bioterrorist attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the first hour, Bev Harris, the premier exposer of the CIA and the military running the touch screens. You're losing your right to vote right now. It's absolute fact. Just thought we'd mention that to you. I've been warning you about this for 8 years. It's now here. Total tyranny is coming down on us from every angle. You may say, well, that's a negative outlook. Well, I guess go tell the people in Southern California as a wall of flames comes towards their home and they're evacuating. Tell them to sit inside their house and just have a positive attitude. It is positive to address the crises, to address the facts of what we're dealing with, and that's coming up in the next hour with Beverly Harris. And she had the UN agency that regulates internet domain names take down, had her website taken down by the CIA front company Diebold. Just because she got the documents from Diebold where they were bragging about taking your right to vote away, basically, and how there's back doors into their systems. And again, there's now been the Plain Dealer reporter who got in on one of the meetings because Bev told her about it, a secret meeting, a, quote, classified teleconference where they talked about racketeering, that is, industry heads and lobbyists and others, and how to, quote, use their friends in the defense industry to, quote, control the media. because that's who owns the big radio networks and TV networks, okay? It's not liberals. It's not conservatives. It's men with short haircuts with submachine guns under their coats. It's army psychiatrists with 170, 180 IQs. It is giant computer algorithms and psychological database studies of how to smash your brain and how to turn you into a drooling sycophant, a slave. Do you understand me? Do you hear me out there, yuppies? Do you understand how serious things have gotten? Just because you feel like you're a member of the establishment, you feel like you're part of this system, you're not. And you're losing everything you've got right now, and you didn't even know it. All right, I don't want to go into any rants today. I'm going to try to control myself, but coming up, Diebold warns on electronic voting papers. They say anybody that's got these papers of what they're doing to us, they're going to come after them. Bush, clap for me or no speech. You know about the fake boxes that say made in the USA when they're really made in China. You know about making people at rallies take their ties off and the Secret Service arrest them. Bush has told foreign countries, you have stage meetings with stage groups that clap for me, and you sign a contract that you'll do it, or I won't come speak to you. That's coming up. Sounds like freedom, doesn't it? It's like Ashcroft in these stage meetings, and the media goes, oh, everyone at the town hall loved him. Oh, we're such a free society, and up next, the running man. Bush warns Iraqi neighbors, and yesterday I was listening to national propaganda radio, the liberal radio, and I thought I was listening to the War Hawk channel. They were sitting there just with all these Democrat, Republican senators going, we're going to attack Syria, we're going into Iran, but we're going to be reasonable. If Iran accepts super inspections, occupied, I'm going to say this, UN troops on the ground, helicopters, jets in the skies, ground-penetrating radar scans, taking hundreds or thousands of people out of the country for interrogations, no warrants, no nothing. If they don't allow that now, they're going to go ahead and attack them. And then they're going to, basically Israel says they're going to nuke them. So you're like, well, get them Iranians. Well, when your daughters and sons get drafted, and by the way, they got all the drafts lined up right now for men and women, for professionals, for police, for firefighters, for engineers, for medical workers. Just remember, we just suddenly got to invade everybody after arming them, by the way. So that's coming up. Also, officials suggest Iraq hid weapons in Syria. After all the lies we've heard, now we're hearing that. And then see, Syria, after they're taken over, why, they move the weapons to Iran while we have to go in there. And, oh, they move the weapons to Libya. We got to go in there. And then they move the weapons into your Christian church. So the SWAT teams have to come in. As you know, the right-wingers secretly work for Al-Qaeda, the news has been saying. This is the whole line. By the way, Friday there were some problems with cell phones and satellites when they said the biggest flare since 1859 hit us from the sun. Well, I was listening to AP Network News last night, a local station that carries my show, 1260 AM, and they were announcing that, today, in fact, right in the middle of this show, or by the end of it, just like last week, a flare 100 times bigger, going 1 million miles an hour, is going to hit the Earth. 100 times bigger than last week. Now, maybe nothing's going to happen. Sometimes things do happen. But it's just getting weirder and weirder and weirder and weirder. And I don't know if this is a cover story or something else, but these things, smaller ones, have been known to energize the electric lines and phone lines and cause massive power outages. And the sun's just been acting really weird the last 3 years. And again, could they just be saying the sun's doing this and they're testing the HARP system on us, which they admit in the patents and the congressional testimony that can do things like this? I don't know, folks. You just don't know anymore. Now they're saying there's an FBI memo about Al-Qaeda plans to set wildfires out west. And, that sounds like something terrorists would do. All these dozens of fires popping up at once, and they weren't accompanied by lightning storms. You know, that can do it naturally. Yeah, it could be terrorist. But I look at who has a track record of this. Remember Bill Clinton is last year in office? Dozens and dozens of fires in, 11 states? All over the place. And then they admitted the Fed started the fires, even though they were told not to by the meteorological survey. Clinton ordered it, and they brought in UN firefighters and the rest of it and took a bunch of land. And it's also a big political diversion, but Al-Qaeda, they think Al-Qaeda's behind it now. We'll get into that story as well. Oil barons detention prompts KGB fears. They're now arresting more and more people in Iraq. Nearly everything that people in the U.S. eat will soon have to be registered with the government under Homeland Security. I told you 2 years ago I saw Governor Ridge at a what you'd call a dress rehearsal, because they hadn't even passed Homeland Security yet. It was a few months later that they did it, but this was in early 2000s. I guess it wasn't quite 2 years ago, about a year and a half ago. I have it on tape. A two-hour meeting with Ridge, and he said, you're going to have an ID card to have a job anywhere. Everybody's going to drug test. We're going to have troops in all the factories. And then I had news articles out of North Carolina where Fort Bragg had, quote, special forces in the, quote, ice cream factory and the tire factory in Fayetteville, quote, practicing to take over terrorists. And they said, who do you look for? They said, white males who don't talk a lot and lock their desk drawer. That's what the paper said. So it's just like Red Dawn, where they go to the grocery store and there's the guy, you know, up above walking on the gangplank watching everyone. I mean, literally, like the KGB, the FSB, the Stasi, Fidel Castro's thugs. I mean, it's just 101 tyranny. And on Army News Watch, there's on Channel 17 in Austin, they said whether you got two employees or 100, all the Army will come every week and drug test all your employees. We like to help. Just, you know, oh, it's a voluntary program. Or we've got articles out of the Arizona Republic from last year where, the Army dropped by and vaccinated all the children who hadn't been vaccinated. Just shows the Army there injecting a little black girl in the arm and a bunch of kids lined up behind her. And by the way, that's in the Prison Planet audio section. We have hundreds of interviews we did. It's actually about when we started that service about a year ago. There's a picture of a little black girl getting a shot. You can listen to the interview with the school officials on that subject. So they're just getting you all ready to forcibly inject you, and you'll show your card, and there'll be troops in the factories, and they'll question us, and you know, an act of terrorism now is any drugs or guns or family violence. Everything's terror now. And I got articles here where a little boy was playing with a toy gun, and the police ran up and said, what are you doing with a gun to his head, 9-year-old? And he said, it's just my toy gun. And mother came out and said, please don't arrest him. They admit the child didn't resist, but they called it a juvenile delinquent for inciting panic. And mother said, please don't arrest my son. So they slammed her to the ground or charging her with resisting arrest. They just say, because she said, please don't arrest my son. The cops were in the article. Well, she talked to us, and we're charging her. We see this all the time. You just talk to them, you go to jail. See, you're all going to get caught up in the system. You're all going to be good little slaves like they were in Russia. You're going to thank the government. Oh, thank you for making me a slave to keep me safe. Thank you for destroying America. Oh, my goodness. FDA, antidepressants may be linked to kids' suicide. Yeah, no kidding. The interview that wasn't, Michael Schiavo got the usual Larry King softballs. Here are the questions King should have asked. Wesley Smith for the Daily Standard. Wesley Smith, we had on a few weeks ago, who in his book lists hundreds of names of people, including Florida, who are begging, saying, please, may I have water and food? They chain you down and kill you. And the Orlando Sentinel, it was a story in the Statesman today in Austin, of the Orlando Sentinel, where they said, well, yeah, she blinks at her mother and smiles and follows a balloon and laughs and stuff, but that's deceiving. Actually, that's what vegetables do. See, redefining now. That's what vegetables do. It is a sick, evil article. So that really burns me up. That's coming up as well. And, of course, 9-year-old arrested for waving toy gun. Wanted to tell you about that. Another article. That's out of the Morning Journal. Here's another one out of the Buffalo News. Village bans paintball and BB and pellet guns, period. Can't have them. See, they can't totally ban the guns in upstate New York. So now they're just going to say toy guns. In fact, most of New York's banned toy guns. People are being arrested. There's articles with 6-year-olds being criminally charged for having, you know, purple or green water guns. Just take, I talk to parents all the time in Austin. If your child says the word gun, or even if you make the image of a gun picking your teeth, young girls are being grabbed and taken to the principal's office. It's all just thought crime. See, learning how to be a thought criminal, learning how to be a pathetic scumball jellyfish. Oh, yes, and the children are thumb scanning at their school lunches, being frisked, wearing ID cards, cameras in the bathrooms, in the showers, all over the streets. They're giving them little tattletale cards. What do mommy and daddy have in the cupboard? What type of guns do your mommy and daddy own? This is all admitted nationwide. Just absolute total evil. Wake up to it. We'll be back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery. Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. By the way, coming up here later in the hour, I'm going to air the audio of the little minute and a half intro to my new film, The Matrix of Evil. And it starts out, you know, with the scary music and Matrix-like lettering and images. So obviously you'll just hear the audio. But then the last half of the intro
cuts in with Ron Paul talking about who runs the government and how they believe in world government, and I talk about the New World Order. Got some comments from Colonel Craig Roberts, Cynthia McKinney, and others. We're going to play that. And this film is just amazing, folks. There's so much hardcore info in it. Let me go back into the news, then we'll open the phones up in the next segment on this Wednesday, the 29th of October, 2003 edition. It's 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You're welcome to comment on any of the news articles I just mentioned in the last segment, or any news items that I've missed, any piece of propaganda you'd like to expose, you have any questions. Again, you know the toll-free number is 800-259-9231. For our audience that's online, I would advise you to go to InfoWars.com and to stream the trailer for the new film, Matrix of Evil, because it really is impressive. In fact, go watch it and give me a call and tell me what you think of it. They're at InfoWars.com, and I think Paul is also posted at Prison Planet. Okay. I'm going to hold off on the electronic voting machine fraud news until Bev Harris is on with us in the next hour. That's our top story. Bush, clap me or no EU speech. This is out of the London Mirror. George Bush pulled out of a speech in the European Parliament when MEPs, members of the European Parliament, wouldn't guarantee a standing ovation. Senior White House official said the president would only go to Strasbourg to talk about Iraq if he had a stage-managed welcome. A source close to negotiations said that last night, President Bush agreed to a speech, but insisted he got a standing ovation like at the State of the Union address. His people also insisted that there was no protest or heckling. And, of course, when Bush goes into Eastern Europe or into Asia or into Africa, this has been admitted, folks. I have the international newscast video, Delta Force FBI Secret Service, with the security forces of the countries, swarm and arrest thousands, beating them up, you name it, homeless people, folks off the streets, and they put them in sports stadiums. So, I mean, that's, you know, when the emperor comes to town, when the Dark Lord of the Sith arrives, you got to bow down. I believe it would be a crucial speech for Mr. Bush to make in light of the opposition here to the war, but unless he only gets an adulation and praise, then it will never happen. Mr. Bush is every appearance in the U.S. is stage-managed with audiences full of supporters, so it's more than that. Again, they say take your ties off or you'll be arrested or kicked out. They have fake Made in America boxes. They bring in people from defense contractor companies. And then the news says a town hall meeting loved Bush. I mean, folks, that's not freedom. Remember when Bill Clinton would have protesters, you know, 500 yards from his hotel arrested who had, you know, Free Republic websites. Remember when all that happened in 97, 98? We were all outraged, or somebody wouldn't salute him, so Clinton would have him thrown out. You know, he'd be there meeting with parents of troops, and somebody wouldn't shake his hand, so he'd have him thrown out and roughed up. We were all so mad. Bush's people do this every day. And it's bad when Bill Clinton does it. It's bad when George Bush does it. Yes, we're not neocons on this show. We actually are credible and have the same litmus test, unlike the neocons who love Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hardcore gay porno mags, abortion, gun control, open borders, groping women, and involved in the energy scam, he's your anti-scam crusader. Again, it's like hiring a weasel to guard the fox in the hen house. Bush warns Iraq neighbors. U.S. President George W. Bush has warned Iran and Syria not to let terrorists cross into Iraq from their territory. We are working closely with those countries to let them know we expect them to enforce borders, Mr. Bush told journalists at the White House. That means if they plant some passports on somebody when they blow something up, they can attack Syria. See, they're setting up all the precepts here. And again, I heard about 10 minutes of clips from the Senate hearings yesterday on NPR, national propaganda fascist radio, calling itself left-wing, clones of Bush. War, 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 war. National draft is good. War, war, war. Iran better let us occupy them with troops or we're going to attack them. Isn't that reasonable? We'll come back and get into Prozac. causing the suicides, just a ton of other global news, kids with toy guns being arrested, and your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hi, my name is Donald from thegoldenanswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. Thegoldenanswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, already into the bottom of the hour segment. We got Bev Harris on electronic voting scams and how they're trying to suppress this information from coming out into the consciousness of the public in the next hour. We've got some of your calls coming up here in a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. Got a bunch of global news of high importance, more on the fires, more on the super mega flare, 100 times bigger than the record flare last Friday. Wow, that's interesting. Going to be slamming into the earth any time now. It's traveling at over a million miles an hour from the surface of the sun. But before we go to your calls and more of the news, again, I should have burned this on CD and brought this up to the studio. So this is a real media file off the internet, so the audio quality isn't really up to snuff. But you can go to Infowars.com and watch the trailer for my new video. And that is The Matrix of Evil. And it's about a two-minute trailer, but here's about a minute of it. Where the audio clips come in, basically the teasers of what Colonel Craig Roberts and Ron Paul and myself and Congressman Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney talk about in the film. And it is a riveting video, but here is about half of the new trailer, which is the intro to The Matrix of Evil. So go ahead and hit that, Mark.
Here is the public plan, hive mind, connecting us all in by law, with microchips in our brains by 2025.
We're looking at the literal realization of a military police state in America.
The American people have failed in their oversight of the integrity of our political system.
The entire economy will be prisons, police in black ski masks, a Nazi Germany-like nightmare.
The final target is the American people.
We need to break that connection between the police and the military.
They're charging with weapons of mass destruction because they have marijuana.
I support the Constitution. We wouldn't be at odds with my own party.
There really is an Illuminati. There really are 13 families. They own the big banks and print the money.
They're in our universities and they're in our congresses. And they believe in one world government.
And plunge the American people into the deepest economic abyss of a generation.
If we have, or when we have another attack, it looks like they'll come with more legislation.
Again, problem, reaction, solution, over and over again. Government uses crises to scare the population into submission. That is so important to understand.
And again, that doesn't do it justice, but I appreciate Mark downloading that off the internet. I'm going to burn it on CD and play it here in higher quality for you out of my studio here in Austin, Tejas. But before we go to Ron and others that are holding, let me just get into... Well, let's go ahead and go to calls, and then I'll get into... officials suggest Iran had weapons in Syria. A new solar flare detected 100 times bigger than the record one last Friday. Oil baron detention prompts KGB fears of new Roundup plans. Nearly everything that people in the U.S. eat will soon have to be registered with the government under anti-terrorism laws. We told you about this last year. Here it is in the Associated Press. FDA antidepressants may be linked to kids' suicide. Yeah, and shooting yourself in the head may be linked to death. Also, we'll get into the latest developments on Terri Schiavo, and they are disgusting. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. On any of these issues or any topics you'd like to raise, we have zero censorship here, folks. Ron in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to bring a story to your attention today. Page 2 of the New York Daily News. Small little caption. Fellow in New Haven, Connecticut is pounced on by the Secret Service because he looks at George Bush's daughter while she's walking down the street.
And Robert now Bush. They're calling him a stalker for looking at her, and yeah. Turns out he had a concealed carry permit.
Well, understand something. As far as the gun part of it, at the time that they pounced on this guy for merely looking at her, they weren't even aware of that. That they found out subsequent to seizing him, and it turns out he has a license for the gun that they found out subsequently after they pounced on him for merely looking at her.
Well, why wouldn't you look at a celebrity? I mean, I was in a...
Of course.
I was in the City Grill, and after I got done giving autographs to the federal marshals, that's who they had on protective detail, probably get them in trouble, but they didn't care. I said, why are you here? And he said, well, I can't say why. We went and got seated. I mean, I had to literally give autographs getting into the steakhouse. Into the high-end steakhouse for my buddy's wife's 40th birthday. He was taking us all out. And there are the Bush daughters, completely drunk, with two people I can only describe as devil worshippers with satanic tattoos all over them. They were rude to the waitress. They were stumbling around, and this was when they were still underage. This was 3 years ago. Go ahead.
Well, naturally, it goes without saying that people have a tendency to look at anyone who's a celebrity or a public figure, needless to say, a member of the First Families in that category, just like a movie star or a sports figure. It has now gotten to the point that we can't look upon the beneficence of these people. We have to kowtow as they walk down the street.
Remember, staffers were told, do not look at Hillary in the face or the eyes.
This is a feudalistic idea. This idea is contrary to everything this country in the 21st century is about. As a matter of fact, that idea is contrary to everything that the Western world in the 21st century is about.
Well, Ron, you've called before. You're a retired police officer in New York. I know you well, and... What about where they admit that this 9-year-old had a toy gun, The cops come up, put a gun to his head. They know it's a toy gun. They arrest him for juvenile delinquency creating panic. The mother pleads, please don't arrest him. They arrest her for resisting arrest. I mean, this is incredible.
This has all gotten out of hand. Let me tell you something. These things are being done outside the scope of the law. The letter, what their actions are and what they're doing don't even match up to what the law says word for word. They're creating and fabricating things. We're in a feudo-fascistic autocratic state. In other words, authority makes up anything as it goes along now, even if it doesn't comport or parallel the letter of the actual
statutory law. Yeah, it's Lord of the Flies, it's King Rat, it's Escape from New York, it's Road Warrior time.
No, you know what it is? It's 19th century Russia, and we have the Tsar, Tsar Bush. This is where he would probably feel, he, his family, and the minions that are around him would feel more comfortable. In 19th century Russia, being a czar instead of 21st century America, being a president. This
hey,
is the
you
way
don't like it that
themselves.
Bush is going to, you don't like it that he's going to sign the assault weapons ban and the new
bill that registers
all gun owners?
I don't like that in the Patriot Act 1.
Well, you're a liberal then.
He built in an exemption for Pfizer drug companies. They can't be sued by families whose children took inoculations that were made by Pfizer and caused autism. What does that got to do with national security? I pose that rhetorical question to you. Why is it that if somebody opens up an account with a department store to buy underwear, that has to be reported to the federal government? What does that got to do with national security? Is Osama bin Laden potentially in our underwear now?
Okay, for those that don't know, and since you called in last week with this, I've got more calls and emails. Almost all your big catalogs, you name it, bank accounts, everything, you've got to waive your rights to the Patriot Act. It's all color of law, civil, to be able to buy underwear, and you say that you actually saw that and now have been sent that.
Yes, as a matter of fact, anybody who gets, you know, the statements, that contractual statements you sign when you apply for a credit card, it'll be stated right in there, whether it's for a department store credit card or a Visa or a MasterCard or whatever. I mean, it's to the point that if you even ask somebody, I've actually had an inquiry with somebody from a major life insurance company about how the Patriot Act may be affecting the life insurance situation with whole life policies. They act like you're asking them, you know, to tell them a state secret. The law is considered a state secret, even though it's on the books and it's a public record. This is sick. This country is getting sick. This administration, I don't even want to call it administration anymore. That's for a republic. We call it an administration. This autocracy is out of its mind. It's out of its mind. And if we love America, and I'm tired, I want to say something else. People who think, well, because it's a Republican, we got to go along for it. Stop that nonsense. Stop that nonsense here and now. That's got to end now. Loyalty to party should never exceed common sense and human decency.
It's both.
And that's what's happening. Yes, it's both.
That's the dialectic is confusing us with two false choices when it's two arms on the same creature.
Instead of being loyal to a political party, be loyal to the higher concepts that everybody purports to believe in. Morality, Christ, Christianity, civility. Be loyal to those principles.
Well, Ron, to the police officers listening out there, I mean, they know that in the public schools, if a child points, and people point by their three fingers back, their thumb, it looks like a gun. Children are being arrested. CPS are going after parents. Now, if a child points at somebody, they're calling that aggression. They've banned dodgeball nationwide. They're banning musical chairs.
Well,
right here in Austin at most middle schools, you're not allowed to run. This has been in the paper. You're not allowed to run during recess because that is called, quote, aggressive. I mean, this is worse. This is worse than 1984.
Much worse. There's a story in today's New York Post, page 23, about a boy in a New Jersey school who drew a picture of an American soldier shooting what he says, well, it obviously appears to be an American soldier, shooting what he says is a Taliban soldier or a Taliban fighter.
And we all drew those pictures. My mother's got boxes of them that she pulls out every 5 years and we laugh at.
You want to go into many art museums and see the bloody scenes, war scenes, and so forth? I live in New York.
But then notice the television, when it's not teaching you how to be a homosexual, is showing you the most violent garbage imaginable.
And so he draws a picture like this, right? Which is just a reflection of the world around him. Artists have been drawing these pictures probably since the medieval times. You could go and see great artworks of conflict and combat and violence.
House chambers at the Texas legislature is a giant, beautiful painting of the Mexicans pouring over the wall and of Davy Crockett and Travis being killed.
And it's one of tens of thousands throughout this world and in this country. And this kid is suspended, I believe, for 3 or 4 days for that. And when they ask the school administration
usually they arrest him.
I'm surprised it didn't wind up that far. But when they asked the school administration why they did this, they said it kind of looked Columbine-like. Could you imagine an ignorant, trite, bourgeois, retard statement like that? An MTV pop culture statement like that coming from school administration because a boy draws a picture of the war, which, by the way, he has two relatives fighting in. Okay.
Hey, look, right here in Austin, and we've seen hundreds. There's an article every day in the news about it, folks. I don't even read them anymore. Here in Austin was a young student. I think it was, sixth grade. His father's a captain in the Marines. He drew a picture of his father with a machine gun, and they called police in.
This is sick.
This is totally sick.
This country is becoming charged with neurotic paranoia like the Third Reich under Hitler.
It's total, Mike. Look, you can't say the word gun. They're now, it's mind control. Thanks for the call. It is, folks. And the border's wide open, and every terrorist group we investigate is funded by the CIA. Steve in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. This is Steve. Let me get on the regular there. The guy wanted me on the regular phone. You there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, they're blanketing us like crazy with chemtrails in Ohio. I just want to let you know, and the reception is terrible. It's not even like the stations aren't even there.
Well,
the first I've heard of you,
sir,
is on the phone. Yeah,
sir, we're getting calls from AM and FM stations that either are going further or aren't going out. That's because a flare 100 times the record flare of last Friday is now hitting us.
Wow. Whoa. Well, hey, I'd be great for what you do. I pray for you all the time, and hang in there, buddy, and everybody else. They're blanketing us also.
Well, Steve, what do you think about the news items we've thrown out here? You got any comments?
I just said a bunch of phony. Well, what I got to say is just about basically what you got to say. We are in agreement, and I know you'd rather have somebody call you that disagrees, but sorry.
I hear you, Steve. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. We'll go to some more of the patient callers here in a second. Yeah, I would like people to disagree with me because I like to, you know, understand the mindset. But let me tell you something, and I say this every few weeks because it's so important, and it just gets better and better, the feedback I'm getting. I mean, I did 4 radio interviews yesterday. No, that's not true. 5. 5 radio interviews yesterday, and no one called in to disagree. And 4 of the interviews were mainstream. One of them was here on this network with Pastor Butch Paul. But and that's on a bunch of AM and FM stations. I mean, I sit here on this show on dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of AM and FM stations, shortwave, one of the biggest internet listening audiences out there. Go look at Shoutcast. We're routinely rated number 1, folks, against Dr. Laura. And I sit here on the air, no one screening calls, just what's your name, where you calling from, and no one calls in to disagree. I do 4 mainstream interviews, no one calls in to disagree. I'll go on some 50,000 water for 2 hours, they'll take 20, 30 calls, maybe one person will call in, they're incoherent, and they say, I want to kill you, or I hope they put you in a camp, or you're a liberal, or you're a right winger, you know, they're a liberal, I'm a right winger, they're a phony conservative, I'm a liberal. And, you know, well, gun control is conservative. We got to pass some gun laws. So what if Bush does that? We got to compromise. I mean, look, I've done my own poll all over this country. And all I see is people waking up. That's all I see, folks. But again, they'll tell you, well, we don't have any power. No one can affect change. We can't get anything done. Nobody cares. I'll be at the grocery store surrounded by 15, 20 people. I stop and start talking. A crowd will gather. And they're all, you're right, I saw this, this happened to my neighbor, this happened to my child, this is on and on and on. My husband's in the Army, and he says the troops hate what's happening, and they're enslaving the people. but there's nothing we can do. Nobody cares. And I go, every person that's walked by has stopped. You're all telling me that you believe in what's happening, but you're all, again, regurgitating that nobody cares, we can't get anything done. What if you guys all got together and went off and formed some group? You could take this city over in 2 years by putting out your ideas, codifying your plan, your manifesto, your constitution, going out, getting 10 other people, getting them to get 10 other people. But no, we just got to just talk about how we can't get anything done, how we can't affect change, how we don't have any power, how resistance is futile. It's so frustrating. But yeah, I sit here on the air. I'll do it right now. I'm told we have some lines open, which doesn't happen a lot lately. 1-800-259-9231. Tell me why I'm wrong. I mean, I know you're listening. I get your occasional emails. Tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me why world government's good. Or tell me why George Bush is good. Or, you know, how gun control's conservative. Whatever. Tell me. Explain it to me. I know you're out there. I mean, there are certainly people out there who disagree with this show. But they don't know how to dial a telephone. They don't know how to... I mean, I'll be on shows where I'm being attacked by the host. And people don't call in to disagree. I mean, where are you? Where are you? We'll come back with more news and more calls. I'm Alex Jones. Go to InfoWars.com to watch the Matrix clip.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we loaded the phones up there, and no one disagrees. So, again, just keep trying to get in if you exist out there. By the way, I got this email last week. I'm reporting you to the police. all over Colorado. People are spray painting Infowars.com on government signage, and I know you're doing it. Yeah, I'm in Colorado in the middle of the night spray painting Infowars.com up. I've gotten threatening emails from all over the world, from Italy, and the other place was New Zealand, where, look at this photo of somebody climbed up on this big building and spray painted Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You better stop it. I'm not doing that. And whoever is doing it, it's just terrible what you're doing, trying to warn folks about how they're taking our right to vote away and how they're building concentration camps. Imagine if the Jews would have tried to spray paint warnings. That would have been horrible in Nazi Germany. Well, actually, it wouldn't have been horrible. But again, we're not advocating anything illegal here on the show. Certainly not on private property, I'll say that. But it's a phenomenon, let's just put it that way. For years, people have been doing that. What do you think about that? I don't know. I know a lot of folks put billboards up in their yards. I appreciate that. We're about to go to Charles and Todd and Scott and David and others, and we got Bev Harris coming up in about 10 minutes about electronic voting fraud and the government and how they're trying to suppress the news articles. But before we do that, go to Infowars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, and watch the trailer for The Matrix of Evil, my new two-plus-hour video with Ron Paul and all these other great folks, Cynthia McKinney, myself, Colonel Craig Roberts doing a great job, Frank Morales. Ron Paul talks about how those running Washington believe in one world government. I talk about it, world depression, cashless society, control grid, into posse comitatus, government-sponsored terror. It's all covered, up-to-date, latest info. You need to go to Infowars.com to get it, or call toll-free to get the new film, or Police State 3, or the new book, Order Out of Chaos. 1-888-253-3139. You get a great video that you're authorized to make copies of to get out to folks, and it supports this show. Your support is needed. 1-888-253-3139, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, let's talk to Charles in Florida, then Todd, Scott, and others. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Well, same thing's happening over and over. It looks like we just got to keep pushing. But I got some good news. I went to a gunsmith. They had a gunsmith checking guns and cleaning guns for nothing, trying to sell guns. And we met a trooper that was related to my wife. He was a sheriff. Then he retired from that, and he'd become a state trooper. And he knew about the executive orders. I think it's 1472, about disarming the police. He knew about all this, and I went and had a cup of coffee with him, and I asked him, what's going on? He's saying that the police have gotten so corrupt, he can't wait to retire. That's how corrupt they got. He don't
hey,
know what's...
Hey, 12 years ago in college, my dad's friend, one of his patients, who was the head fed over the federal marshals in Texas, told me, what are you thinking about in college? I was just like, oh, I'm looking at a bunch of stuff. Might be a teacher, might, you know, go into law enforcement. He goes, don't do that unless you're a criminal. And this is, you know, big old 6'4", gray-haired guy telling me this, you know, Vietnam vet. He's telling me this, and every day in the paper, there's cops running the prostitutes, the drugs, everything, Charles.
Well, Mr. Jones, just please listen to what I have to say. I don't call much anymore, but...
No, I want to hear from you. Stay there, okay? Charles? Okay, bud?
Yes, sir.
Don't hang up. Of course I want to hear what you have to say. You're welcome to call. My goodness. We just love all you guys to death. We like the folks even more that disagree with us, though. Come back with Charles, Todd, Scott, David, and others, and Bev Harris. Stay with us.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED...